This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. This is the first part of what begins is going to be a very momentous week. As we're going to be bringing in a whole bunch of people, and we're going to discuss this because simply because it is very, very important that we discuss a few things as we're going along. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact Series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I heartily agree. Being on radio is very lonely. I don't have any subordinates. I'm not even really in charge of the show. I mean, Ben is in charge of the show. You can tell when you have a good board operator just by looking at what happens to the show on Thursday and Friday. You don't have to tell anybody I said that, Ben. My next guest, he is expanding as the sphere of influence increases. No longer is he, well, he still is who he is, but now people will be calling him Boss. Joining me again from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Good evening, sir. We surely didn't go through all of that and lose Bob, did we? Okay.
Hey, I'm here.
Okay. This happens to me more often than it does, and I do what should be. This should have gotten me like whatever broadcasting awards are out there. That introduction.
And, well, this was me with me hitting my mute button to make sure that my youngest didn't yell during the show.
Oh, okay.
And for getting to unmute it.
I understand.
It's on me.
Okay. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. Tell us about your new rider.
Absolutely. We have had Jen Jakes contributing with us for about 11 months now, and we just brought her on as an additional editor on the site. And so she's going to tackle the new shooter perspectives, the female perspective on the Second Amendment and gun ownership, and also do a lot of our video and social media work. So we're really, really thrilled to have her coming on board. And at this moment, she is on a flight back from the Great American Outdoor Show and should have some really good content for us later in the week.
It's been a while since I saw another byline besides yours, but I've been seeing hers more and more. Before the holidays, she wrote one article, but we just missed that window because of the holidays. So, anyway, you'll be hearing from her soon, folks. You'll be hearing from her pretty soon. So then.
Absolutely.
So then, momentous weekend for us, for those of us who sit around and try to both speculate and get some facts out there, wasn't it?
It was. Unfortunately, we had to deal with a death in the Supreme Court, or technically a death in a Texas ranked bed, but close enough. Justice Scalia unfortunately passed after a quail hunt. And at 79 years of age, and he was a textualist and originalist who did not compromise and said that we should look at the Constitution as the founders wrote it and don't try to turn it into a living document. They said what they meant, and they meant what they said, and that's the end of it.
I have noticed in your writings you use the word textualist. So explain to everybody what a textualist is so they will fully appreciate that.
Absolutely.
That simple
Absolutely.
Word.
A textualist is somebody who simply agrees that the Constitution means what it says, that it's not open for this New Age interpretation, that the Constitution is some sort of living document that can be manipulated in our modern context. A textualist and an originalist are fairly interchangeable terms, and it basically means that these guys wrote a document, gosh darn it, and we need to stick with what they wrote until it's amended.
He will be, given this Fourth Circuit decision, I'm really sorry that he's gone. Because I think we're going to see something coming to where they have to finally make a definitive call on this.
Well, they really are, and so that's what makes it so, so important that two things happen. One, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley have got to stick to their guns and do what Chuck Schumer did and what Barack Obama has done.
Yes.
And you know, when he was a senator, and refuse to hear any nominations coming out of the White House right now. We are closing in on an election, and we need to let the next president make that call on who should join the Supreme Court.
When Schumer made his announcement in 2007, was he in charge of the Senate Judiciary?
You know, I can't recall.
I'm trying to recall myself, and I was just wondering why it would be him. I know that there's the ones that get all the FaceTime.
And he may have been the Senate Majority Leader at the time. He may have had McConnell's job.
That wasn't Reed?
Reed's...
Back when Reed could see out of both eyes?
Yeah, I suspect you're right.
I think you're right. I don't know if it was him or Durbin. I know that Schumer and Durbin are always sort of interchangeable, but I was thinking Reed was in charge of the majority, but I was just wondering why it would have been Schumer making that declaration.
And that would make sense if he's holding the role that Grassley does now. And so in any event, you know, Democrats had 19 months before the election at that point, and they refused, they really wanted to try to block anything that Bush was going to try to push through.
Some reason, they were smarting off of Roberts and Alito, weren't they? They really felt like something happened there.
Yep.
We're coming up on the break because I want to talk about McConnell and Grassley when we get back in the way you were talking about them, because I was thinking, who can I get in here right out of the chute that's going to say something that might go viral and make us both famous? So I was thinking of Bob when that happened. Then I called him, and then I was like, yep, you. So real quick, before we go to break, how do they find The World According to Bob Owens?
Absolutely. You can find me at bearingarms.com, and you can find us on Facebook at Second Amendment Supporters, and that is 2ND Amendment Supporters, among other places.
And aren't you going to a class here shortly? Where's that class going to be? Is that Gunsight?
I'm going to be going to Gunsight.
So if you're going to that class, skinny guy with the appendix K, that's Owens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Best advice I've ever given. All right. Once again, joining me from bearingarms.com is Bob Owens. Now, Bob, getting ready to have a primary here in South Carolina, and very slowly, Mr. Trump has been making me less and less. I'm feeling less and less fuzzy about him. I was a little fuzzy about him, hopeful, you know, because he was riding that wave, and you got to have somebody like that nowadays. But now I'm getting less and less about it. And then I found out the other day who he would nominate to replace Scalia. Did you see that?
Who did he nominate?
His sister.
Really?
Yes, his sister. I know she's pro-abortion. Okay, which he was defending Planned Parenthood the other day, and I'm sort of a pro-life kind of guy, so that was you only get so many nails in your coffin before you're pretty much hammered shut with me, and that was one of them. But that's who he is suggesting would be his first nominee. Is it fair enough to say that he's a Republican? I mean, you never know what he's going to be from one day to the next.
He's a crony capitalist. And this is just another bit of nepotism that we can expect from that kind of individual. Trump has gone back and forth five different times since 1987 with his party affiliations. He's been a member of three different parties. And he will, the only thing Donald Trump really seems to believe in is Donald Trump. And everything else has to bend around that, including party allegiances and apparently the Supreme Court itself, in his opinion.
Do you see him getting the nomination?
I sincerely hope not. Trump and Hillary are a lot closer on their views of the world than I think most people understand.
Yeah.
And, that would be a horrible, horrible thing for the country. He has long been in favor of using the power of government to enrich himself.
Right.
Kind of sounds like a couple from Chappaqua that we all know.
Right.
And I think he's really snowed over a lot of people. But at the same time, the more he talks, the more people are starting to understand that Trump, the TV character, and Trump, the real person, are two very different people, and Trump, the real person, is kind of a scary guy.
Yeah. Do you think, now, this is one of my things that I've been wondering about myself. Was it a political miscalculation on the part of some of these people that wanted to alert people to Trump, like the National Review, that did one whole issue on him? And for all of these people that are wanting to be anti-establishment, that, you know, as conservatives, we look at people like Karl Rove and Jeb Bush and people like that as the establishment. Lindsey Graham, those kind of guys. McCain, those kind of guys. We're looking at them saying they don't do anything but get along to go along. And we want somebody to make change. Did some of the pundits get out there and sort of fumble that football, making Trump look better than he is?
I don't think they made Trump look better than he is. Most of what I've seen from him, including the criticisms from the National Review Symposium, pointed out the fact that Trump is pretty much the definition of the consummate insider. He has spent his entire career working both parties to get what he wants. He has contributed money to Democrats and Republicans, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's donated more money to Democrats than he has Republicans, including President Obama, including Rahm Emanuel, and including most of your other top Democrat candidates. So Trump, far from being an outsider, is the consummate insider. He's always paying somebody to get access, always paying for favors. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he is the worst of the worst. He's up there with Hillary Clinton.
Now, I'm asking the question. I've always thought that bigger companies play politics like they play their, credit default swaps, where they're hedging both ways.
Mm-hmm. That's what crony capitalism is.
So, should we be looking at everybody that comes from business? Because I remember sitting down with Mitt Romney. Now, would you consider Mitt Romney to have been a crony capitalist?
Not really. I mean, Romney was well out of politics, well out of business when he got into politics.
Right.
And he's had a consistent vision of what he wanted to do, and it's kind of sad in retrospect about how much he was right about in 2008 that came to pass as far as, you know, ISIS and economic issues domestically. You know, he was kind of right on the nose, which makes it kind of sad that Obama won. But I don't think that necessarily being a business person is going to make you a crony capitalist. I think there are a lot of great business people. I think Carly Fiorina would have been a solid candidate if she had gotten just a breath of oxygen so that people could hear her.
Right.
But unfortunately, you know, Trump, the reality TV star, stole a lot of that thunder, and nobody really got a chance to hear her.
As I'm looking at this, I'm kind of thinking it's two-man race now.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Cruz and Trump.
There could still be Rubio and Kasich in there, nipping. Yeah, I think at this point, I think it's too early to call it a two-man race, but I definitely think it's a three-man race, and it's going to be Trump, Rubio, and Cruz. But Trump's recent 9/11 truce or something, I don't know. Maybe that'll get him bumped out.
Maybe. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Bob Owens. This is Lock and Load. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The landscape, it does evolve. Always changing, always looking different. Not bad, not worse, just different. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Well, I'm trying to get something to go over there on the Comrex, and I can't see what happens if this, if we do this. Do you see that in the bottom of the thing on line one information, Ben? On line one? I'm being told that all the information on GCN, RE, Contact, and Link are all messed up, wrong, or missing completely on the show. That's not good for us, Ben. Be sure and take the shillelagh with you when you go to see Ty. Take the shillelagh. Joining me again from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Let me ask you a question. You've done an article that I've used many times about what would happen. Because there's, for some reason, did you see... As much as I saw where people were thinking that because Scalia is dead, this opens the door right away to mass weapon confiscation and repeal of the Second Amendment and everything, as if, I know he wrote the Heller decision. I know he was very articulate and good at what he did. But did you see all that stuff that was coming out about that?
Well, we have a society that unfortunately gets a great deal of entertainment and exercise out of jumping to conclusions.
Right.
Usually without there being any factual basis for it. So let's try to correct that a little bit as much as we can. The Senate has no obligation whatsoever to start a confirmation process for whichever left-wing radical nominee President Obama comes up with for to replace Justice Scalia. What will likely happen is Mitch McConnell and Charles Grassley, who, by the way, let's remind folks, has been stymied by the Obama administration for several years in regards to investigating Operation Fast and Furious. These guys have no obligation whatsoever to give Obama's nominee the time of day, much less get him a confirmation hearing. What will more than likely happen and what must happen is that McConnell and Grassley will simply run out the clock on the Obama administration. They have less than a year left in office, and the Supreme Court will just simply have 4-4 as the breakdown goes.
Will they actually see cases and hold cases, and how many of them, given how many have been 5-4, and now we would just presume they're going to 4-4.
That would be the presumption, and they can continue to hold cases. It will be interesting to see which cases they do decide to take and which ones they decide to hold. It is my assumption, and granted we all know what assuming will do, that they will probably take only cases where there's a clear majority of decision until there's a ninth member, a tie-breaking member on the court. And they'll just defer everything else until then.
Now, so what about all these cases that would end up 4-4? Like, say, the Fourth Circuit case gets up there, and it ends up being 4-4, which is a stalemate. But that means in the case of the Fourth Circuit course, this, strict scrutiny becomes the rule of law, except for Highland Park in Chicago, where it doesn't become the rule of law, and, that kind of thing. Does that mean it just gets held back until we get another vote? Or, I mean, what does that mean?
I don't claim to be an attorney. I do not claim to be a Supreme Court expert. I would assume that the court would not hear cases where they know there's going to be a tie. I'm sure they do some internal polling before they take these cases and have a sense of what they probably think they will do. I simply don't see them going ahead and wasting their time and the time of the American people by taking cases that they know is going to be a stalemate.
That part. That. I don't know why they just couldn't hold it up and wait. If we're going to hold up and wait on the other stuff, why can't we just hold up and have all of that stuff sit on the docket once they've decided they're going to have it? I know that they don't normally have, let's face it, the Supreme Court is not exactly busting at the seams. They only listen to cases so many times, or so many cases per year. So,
and they do tend to take a great deal of time and care in deciding cases. And so, the blip of a year or a year and a half in the life of a case, that goes before the Supreme Court, is not really that big of a deal. And so I think what they will probably do, if they were smart, and let's face it, these folks are pretty smart, is they will only hear cases where they think that they can get a majority decision. It would be a waste of their time and a waste of time of the American people if they think they're going to end up with a stalemated case. that's going to end up 4-4 in a draw.
I haven't heard. Have you heard any statements coming out of the Supreme Court since all this happened?
The only thing I have heard out of the court has been a great deal of sorrow, liberal and conservative alike on the court, loved Justice Scalia. His best friend was Ginsburg, who's about as far left as you can get, but they were the Washington odd couple. They were very close friends.
Yes.
And so, you know, our condolences go to them as well. That they lost a dear friend and colleague, even if they didn't agree on everything politically. So it's, you know, they're suffering a loss as well. And I don't think they want to hear anything that would be too controversial for a while. So we've got to keep the human element in mind as well. It's not always just about pure politics.
Well, he tried to. I know that he took Elena Kagan to the gun range, which is very interesting.
Took her hunt.
Yeah, yeah. He taught her took her to the range so she could learn how to shoot and hunt. But coming up on the last break, when we get back, I want to ask you some questions about some of the justices. I know you are like me in that we're novices when it comes to looking at them. But there's been a couple of things here recently that makes me think. Maybe not so bad as you would think, but BearingArms.com, part of TownHall.com, where you can hear the Town Hall news right here every day at GCN. My guest this hour from Bearing Arms is Bob Owens. We will be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat?
a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Trying to separate the fact from the fiction. Help you mobilize and make an informed decision. Doing it here tonight, this hour. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Very sage advice. My guest uses G-Code from time to time. That's how good it is. Or do you? You still using G-Code, Bob?
Absolutely. That's what I carry my M9 in.
There you go. Joining me again is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Bob, do you YouTube? Do you put up YouTube video?
I do not as a rule, but that's something that we're going to start expanding on as Jen comes on board.
Okay. Well, I just want to say to whoever it is in the listening to or watching the live feed on YouTube, and those of you, it's probably the same two or three or four of you that are just determined to give me a thumbs down, take the time to come into the chat room and let's have a chat, if you would. Don't hide behind that anonymity that is given to you by YouTube. Come in here and have a chat and let's talk about whatever your problem is. Some of the people in the chat room are talking about how my chat is disabled on YouTube and all this other stuff anyway. I do want you to know that off of your website, after I was looking, I saw the Trigger Time Steve Fisher video.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Troy Gallant and I complained because Steve is a little bit thinner than I am. And I said, I want him fattened up because we're about the same age and it's okay. It's okay to have a few more libs when you get to be into the double nickel category. I think he's my age. We'll see. He's still got, these guys with the beards, though. I've always thought that sort of gives away their age. And he's got like
I don't know how old he is, but I can tell you he's a day older today. Today is his birthday.
I just wonder if he uses Grecian formula on that magnificent beard of his. Except for the one streak. What are the odds of that? Find out, would you?
I will put that into my research queue.
Do you want to talk about the inaugural NSSF Fantasy Camp?
Absolutely. That is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. If folks are interested, I believe there may even be a seat or two left. The National Shooting Sports Foundation has gone the route of so many other sports where you can be a New York Yankee or a Washington Redskin or a NASCAR driver and go to a fantasy camp and get to imagine what it's like to be a professional. So what they're doing is they're having Jerry and Kate Micklett, Julie Golu, Jesse Duff, and a couple of other professional shooters. You get to go out to Las Vegas and hobnob with some of the best shooters in the business. They will divide up and pick teams. You will get your own jersey with your name on it, full of sponsors. And then we will go out and shoot a competition among the participants. And it is going to be really neat to get one-on-one shooting coaching from some of the best professionals in the business. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And I happen to be one of several media who will be participating.
Just thought you might be interested in knowing that we're going to be discussing YouTube Gate later on this week on the show here, because Hickok is finally coming back.
He is, and he has branched out a little bit as far as where he's broadcasting.
Yeah, but he's coming back. He's coming back here on the show, and we're going to discuss all of this stuff, because apparently I'm being picked on by YouTube to a certain degree. As we're streaming on here, who is this and why? Shut up. The thing about iPhones, they ring sometimes. As we head into this and everything, I'm not nearly as concerned as a lot of people I know seem to be. I'm sad that arguably we're never going to see a guy like this, like Scalia, again on the court, are we? I mean, this guy was a genuine character.
Scalia is going to be a tough act to follow, but I have been informed by folks who should know that there are, he started a revolution in law schools in his time, his 30 years on the court, and he has got a lot of disciples who are now judges and lawyers out there. So we may not see another Antonin Scalia, but we are definitely going to see some of the people he inspired on the court in decades to come, hopefully sooner rather than later.
He put me in mind of an older cherubic Desi Arnaz Jr. when you looked at him.
I can kind of see that.
Do you see that? I mean, and they called all of his dissents and everything that he wrote within the court Nino Grahams. So, I mean, he apparently got along fairly well with everybody except for when it came time to consider cases and write dissents or opinions and everything else, and then he sort of stood by himself. But given that, is there anybody out there that you know of that you wouldn't mind see be a Supreme Court justice?
Who I wouldn't want to see be a Supreme Court justice?
Well, I know. I could. Let's see. Who would I not want to see as a Supreme Court? Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, Barack Obama, Barack Obama Jr., Barack Obama III. I know there's a lot of people that have talked about him. There's a lot of people I don't want to see, but I mean, is there anybody out there that you've seen in politics that you think would be a good Supreme Court justice?
Well, that's just it. I don't think many politicians are remotely qualified. The closest I would consider is Ted Cruz among politicians. He has been a Solicitor General, I believe, for Texas.
Right.
He has argued, I believe he wrote the amicus brief for Heller that a bunch of other states signed in upon. So,
Rehnquist clerk.
Yep. So unlike most, he's actually got the creds to be a Supreme Court justice, and he's got originalist, textualist view that I think would be a wonderful thing in a justice. And while I will refrain from nominating any particular candidate, I would point out that among the possible Republican nominees, somebody with that background would certainly nominate the kind of people we need on the Supreme Court.
See, you were thinking the way I was thinking. I was about to ask you. So that means he'd probably be good at picking one then, too, huh? So,
absolutely.
You know, I'm sort of leaning that way myself. I mean, I know my old comrades at Gun Owners of America jumped out there real quick, just as soon as they could, and say we endorse Cruz for president before he'd even declared. But as I'm looking at it now, I'm beginning to settle into that. But we'll see. We'll see how time goes. We'll see how time goes. In the meantime, in the upcoming days and everything, you'll be seeing the new byline at bearingarms.com with Jen. And Jen is a very good writer. She writes, and she's this new wide-eyed shooter. She's just jacked up to be a shooter now. And now she's a writer on a national blog about shooting. It's sort of like she needs to write one about the American dream is still alive and well.
Absolutely. And maybe I'll suggest that to her because, you know, it was an absolute joy to go to SHOT Show with her and get her and get to watch her shoot an AR-15 for the very first time. It was a pleasure to see her pick up a handgun she'd never fired before and absolutely fall in love with it because she's only known one handgun before. So it is an absolute pleasure to be able to bring somebody like that on board, Bearing Arms. You know, we've got millions of new shooters in this nation in the past few years, and it is a pleasure of mine to be able to bring one on board as a full-time writer for us to represent that part of the market.
Thank you, sir. We will talk soon. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. Coming up next from S3F Solutions, Chris Naganuma, creative mind behind that new company, new sponsor. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.